This is a download from the Clinical Audit Support Centre Limited. To find out more, visit www.clinicalauditsupport.com. Clinical Audit Today, Volume 2, Issue 1, February 2009. Editorial entitled, Time for Clinical Audit to Prove Its Worth. 2009 and clinical audit is unquestionably in vogue. After 20 years of being a Cinderella subject, the future looks bright. A new clinical audit advisory group has been established to help coordinate clinical audit delivery at a national level, and its chair, Professor Nick Black, speaks positively about the future of clinical audit. Furthermore, the Healthcare Quality Improvement Partnership are starting to offer increasing resources to help with the delivery of local and national clinical audit, and in time there will be a forum for those interested in clinical audit to share ideas, insights and innovations. Increasingly, clinical audit is being talked up across the healthcare community, with revalidation and commissioning helping push clinical audit into the limelight. All this is great news, but at the same time, a nagging question remains. 1,000 weeks after audit was introduced by the Working for Patients White Paper of 1989, and where are all the brilliant audits that have improved patient care and service delivery? Of course, many audits do make a positive difference, but with research by Jamtved et al. Stating, the effects of audit on professional practice are generally small to moderate, and principles for best practice noting audit has a mixed success rate, all of the recent investment by the Department of Health must start to deliver outcomes in the shape of truly effective clinical audits. It is a difficult subject to broach with those of you reading this editorial, but good complete audits that directly improve patient care are rare and not easy to track down. I'd encourage you to take a look on the internet during your next coffee break and imagine you're a patient searching for clinical audit resources. You will find lots of strategies and materials, but tracking down example audits that have made an impact or detailed trust clinical audit annual reports may prove somewhat more problematic. And as clinical audit enters its third decade, this is a major concern. Of course, the investment in clinical audit at present is welcomed by us all, but with funding and resourcing will rightly come increased expectations and accountability. The Department of Health will have clinical audit under the microscope over coming years, and I suggest they will rightly want to measure outcomes. This isn't unreasonable. After all, outcomes are everywhere in healthcare at the moment. And with clinicians being encouraged to deliver world-class care, it is only reasonable to expect clinical audit staff to show that their audits are making a real and measurable difference. In short, reinvigoration of clinical audit is here, and clinical audit is riding a wave of popularity at the moment. But be aware, the audit profession must ensure that a tidal wave of high-quality clinical audit projects hits the shores in the not-too-distant future. This broadcast was recorded on the 20th of July 2010 and is copyrighted by the Clinical Audit Support Centre. Reproduction of this download is prohibited. Rebroadcast of this work is forbidden without the express written consent of